Welcome to the Business and Leadership Channel. My name is Michelle Boulay, and I'm so honored to be a sponsor here at this amazing conference because it's my passion to help you connect to your own inner leader and let that transform the businesses and relationships you create. I'm a life coach and healer and an internationally recognized award-winning dance artist. And dancing taught me to listen to my own inner voice and let that guide me to my success. A very common thing that happens for business owners, creatives, and leaders is that you're so close to your next goal or breakthrough and then you stop. Doubt kicks in, worry, procrastination, fear, overwhelm, which kill growth in your business and creative process. So I'm giving a talk here on Saturday, October 24th, where you'll learn tools so that you can show up with clarity and belief in yourself and your ideas, consistency to keep showing up, and the embodied and intellectual understanding to move you gracefully through the challenges you'll meet as you grow, as you go for your goals. If you can't make it live, pick up your phone now, go to Instagram or Facebook, find me, follow me, and DM me the word success, and I'll send you the free resource I'll be sharing at my presentation. It's also in the show notes. However, I do recommend you attend live here or at my main stage presentation to get the full scope of what I'll be sharing to help you realize your creative dreams. And now, please enjoy this next presentation.
Good morning or good afternoon, Chad, and welcome.
Hi, thank you. Thanks so much, Dana and Nikki. So I'm just going to go ahead and reshare and set that up.
That's okay. So we will give you a couple of seconds or even minutes to get ready with the presentation. And meanwhile, I am going to say a little bit about you and about what you're going to show us today. So Chad has dedicated over 30 years exploring the beauty and power of our bodies through dance, meditation, and practice-oriented wisdom traditions. And while overhauling her country's financial system and developing tech innovations, she felt need for deeper human changes, starting with her own. She has supported high-functioning professionals towards more powerful and fulfilling ways of being through 2,800 hours of coaching and teaching in China, Thailand, France, and her native Singapore. As a seasoned performing dancer and truth seeker since childhood, she rediscovers through leadership embodiment the creative, expansive beauty of form and space. She attests to the deep delight and spontaneous skill in life the dedicated practice offers. And what inspires her greatly is our collective contributions as leaders in evolving culture and bringing beauty to our emerging world. This is the pulse that beats across all of her creative expressions as entrepreneur, as a dancer, editor, healing artist, mentor coach at New Ventures West, pioneer integral coaching institution, and as instructor at Leadership Embodiment. And she's available for teaching, coaching, and coach mentoring. And the session she's bringing today is Presence. Why does yours matter? Unify, inspire, and create with leadership embodiment principles and practices. I won't say anything more, Chad, because I'm giving the floor to you and we will all be enjoying your session this morning.
Thank you. Thank you, Zaina, for this lovely introduction. So again, a big welcome to all of you. Some of you have already worked with me. I'm really delighted to be here again with you. And for those of you who are new to me, well, hello and welcome to Singapore. I'm here based in Singapore now, and I'm really welcoming, as you've heard the invitation from Zaina before, for maybe six or seven of us to be together here in the main room, and it'll be really nice touch and experience for you as well as augmenting this learning for all of us. It really helps us to simulate this feeling of being as a learning team and be able to maybe hear a couple of our voices as well. And that really helps us to help our body get the learning. Good. So presence. I often get this question about about presence in terms of what it's got to do with mindfulness. Especially in presentations at environments where now in our organizations, many of us have some kind of experience with mindfulness or other. And so if you already have a practice, if you've at least had some kind of a connection with mindfulness, it's that sense of the same things, like we're feeling mindfulness, we're open and we are aware and we are aware that we are aware. And presence to me is that aspect where it shows out to the world from that mindfulness. So how are you seen and felt by others? So if somebody is standing outside of you and looking at you, whether or not you're speaking, there's something which is felt and seen. That's your presence. And if that somebody could take a picture, would be taking videos of you, there's your presence, which is captured. So what are we putting out there? What are we radiating out? What are we projecting out into our environments? So it really is almost like two questions. What is presence? And today we will, the way I like to share it is some of my experience with my practice and how that's evolved and the way I understand it today. And this idea and the subtitle, as you can see, unifying, which is a big part of my inquiry today, unifying what? So I'd like to share a little bit more about that with you. And this idea that, in fact, we're not practicing or not, we're not being present in a neutral world. We're in a world of desire. And what does that mean for us? So the second bit of the question is, why does yours matter? And to me, the practices and wisdom in leadership embodiment is like a response to that. I'll walk through the three leadership competencies, and we'll have an opportunity to practice some unifying, some inspiring. And I'll share with you what emerges from that. Beyond that, when we have this great familiarity with the form and the practice, then something else emerges, which is the flow. Okay. Hi, welcome to Huang Yan, if I'm saying it correctly. Welcome into the space. All right. So presence evolves. And my idea of what presence was, I think my first memory of that was I was 7 and I was selected to participate in a Chinese storytelling competition. It's a national Chinese storytelling competition, and I had never been on a huge stage before. And I remember standing in front of the stage. I had been drilled, you know, memorized the story I was supposed to tell. It was a Chinese fable. And I was standing in front of this auditorium of parents, including my own, in the front row and panel of teachers. And I think in my young mind, I just had no idea what, you know, pressure was. I wasn't really cognizant of, it just was about showing up, telling the story, which I really was, really liked the story. And so that was this feeling of having done my best and feeling quite good about myself. And I would equate that to being a little bit like a subject matter expert when you feel quite confident in the area that you've been drilling at and you've been practicing and you feel good about that. And now many, many years after, I'm in my 40s now, so it's been quite many years, and my understanding of presence has evolved to be a much deeper and more expansive experience of it. Obviously now I'm much more aware of what the stakes are. You know, I would feel a greater sense of fear And I'll be aware of those things and still that capacity to be able to show up and authentically shine and share, you know, my value. That comes from a much deeper place now. So I have many different practices, and leadership embodiment holds a special place because it has this capacity to help me unite. So unifying what? So it's unifying for me these splits I began to notice in myself. So to share that with you, have a think. I'll invite you to think about a dilemma that you have. You know, something where you had to make some kind of a choice. And it doesn't have to be a big thing. It can go with a light, medium one. But something where you felt that there was something on one side and something else on the other side. And there was a kind of choice. And just have a feeling of how that feels right now when as you think about it. And a classic example I encounter very often in coaching is work-life balance. And that's an example many of us can relate to. So one of my clients, for example, and she really was so excited because she was offered a greater role. And yet it seemed to be at the cost of her already very stretched time and attention with her family. So this kind of split, there is a kind of a duality about it. If she chose her career, then it feels like life. And then it seems like at the detriment of the family. And if we swap that round, and if she chose dedication to even more time the way she would have liked to, the way she wanted to invest with her time and presence with her children and family, then it felt like, okay, then it will be death for the career. So this kind of a split is you know, something which is home for many of us. And so that kind of a split, I found that, oh, there was a way that I could be cognizant of that and yet be able to hold both and have more space for that. And what I'm saying with this is, in fact, when we practice presence, we're not practicing in reality presence in a vacuum. You know, now we have these apps and we have, you know, really wonderful guided meditations. And then, you know, if we've got, you know, I know some of you have these virtual backgrounds that look very idyllic. And we know it's kind of not, it's not a beach behind, it's not that idyllic environment behind, that's an illusion. And you know, we practice our having these conditions of presence as if, you know, there are these little birds chirping and those images of the stones piled up and it's very zen. And the thing is, once we go back into your office or when we are in this kind of group team environment, then the splits can show up. We have these fault lines and it shows up. So it doesn't happen in a vacuum. We are in this world of desire. Essentially, this is a non-neutral world. We have a world in which most of us are walking around desiring something. We're mostly not 100% satisfied. And okay, even if we're 100% satisfied, there is something that can always be better and improved. You know, that's the whole idea of innovation. Something can be improved. There's a new product which can be a next version. So that's that sense of not quite there yet. So in this world of desire, and now we're on the leadership and business channel. Welcome, Rita. Thanks for coming into the room. So we're in this, this is an leadership world, and the desires would translate as success, KPIs, the things that we can measure, the things that are, you know, tangible versions of success. And for my client there, well, the thing is both seem to be options, or how would I say it, or definitions of success. we have, even within ourselves, split definitions of success. And so for you, your team, and your organizations, we all have different versions of success. And hopefully some of that aligns, and then some of them would be different. So we can see that even within ourselves, you know, we have those splits. So now imagine and we expand and look at your team, and your team would have some splits. And if we look at your regional markets, the different offices, then you might have, you know, again, some more splits, and then your organization. So you see how we have got larger and larger concentric circles of these splits. So what I really find is that in this kind of non-neutral environment, being able to show up with the kind of presence that what in LE, leadership embodiment, we call noble, awesome, and shiny presence, it really does take extra juice. So what kind of juice? So for the sake of being able to share with you, I'll make it more like point forms. It's just perhaps a little easier to follow. Cultivating three leadership competencies. These three are inclusiveness, centered listening, and speaking up. And inclusiveness is the sense of being able to influence and inspire and coming from a place which is aligned with yourself and then is expansive towards also others around you. So let's try this. Let's take all of us here as you're watching in, imagine of yourself as a team member. Or think of yourself in the context where you're a team member. You're a team member and you have this want for the success, your own success and your performance, and you want the success of your team, right? So try this out with me. Let's reach our arms out on the sides and around you. And delineating the space, almost like drawing this big space around you. You know, I'm in front of you in the screen, and then you're reaching your arms out either side of your screen. If there's a far end of the wall in front of you, just reaching all the way back there, and the sides, and behind you. You can even try this out. You can reach all the way out to my, you see my, those plants there, the cupboards? You can reach all the way out into my space here and be really nice and big. Okay. So we now know in neuroscience that this space that was just mapped out, your mind maps that as part of yourself. So in LE, what we say is that the great leaders are able not to just map their own success, they're able to map the team's success as their own. So basically mapping their team as themselves, even larger, the organization as themselves. And ideally, even in the extreme cases for country leaders, being able to map their country's success as themselves. And that's that sense of, you know, big inclusivity. And because you're that big, there's that sense of people being able to feel your presence. And when they can feel your presence, they can feel touched by your message. And that's how you can inspire them. So again, we stay here with this sense of we're a team here. And so what happens with centered listening? Centered listening is this capacity to be able to listen for the big picture without being taken in by the content. So I'm a bit of an information junkie, so I can deal with a lot of data. And so when information comes in, my tendency is I can tighten around it. Okay. So what would it be like if we can, at the same time, be in the midst of so much intensity, but also be able to stay open and receptive to something else that we might not have seen. That's an aspect of centered listening. And here we're a team. So if my team member is contributing something which is new, unheard of, even if we're really innovating something which might seem ridiculous, do I have that capacity to let that be in the space between us and listen for the big picture? And those are those moments that we can see perhaps some connections emerge. So in LE, we provide the pieces so that we are able to have a form to practice this with. Speaking up. So speaking up, it's that ability to be able to advocate for ourselves. And as we are working with a team, we might find ourselves advocating for other people that we are working with, that we represent, even our other stakeholders. And so that capacity to do so can be challenged when we want different things. And you find that you might not be getting the kind of approval. You can even read it, you know, when you're offering your proposal and others are doing like that. How do you feel about speaking up authentically and with integrity? So again, having that form and practice to be able to do so really helps to juice up in those moments that count. Because in those moments of high intensity and pressure, there are many, many voices. And when we have a form and practice with it, we're more able to listen to our own and be able to show up. Okay, so I'd like to invite Rita, if it's all right for you, to, we're going to go into a little bit more practice. I'm wondering if Rita, you'll be willing to switch your video on. And potentially Zaina and Nikhil too, if you want to play. So we're sort of pretend being a team here. And so, you know, so that way, even for those of, this is a recording, so I'm not sure if you know, all our faces show up, but my hope is everybody shows up and we'll be able to kind of simulate as if we're being in a group meeting, right? Typical, it looks kind of like this. We've got some kind of a projection going on and we've got, hi Rita.
I do think that while you're sharing, our faces mm-hmm. show up on the screen. So it's just going to be you and the presentation. But
okay.
Maybe.
All right.
If I'm wrong.
Okay. Well, for those of us who are watching in live, though, we would be able to have this experience, I hope. Yeah, we'll do what we have. And Rita, hi. I'm curious where you're from.
I'm in Idaho in USA.
Cool. Oh, very cool. I have never been, although I used to go to the US quite a bit and live there for a bit. Cool. Thanks for being part of the team here. And again, for all of you out there, in case you've jumped in somewhere midway, welcome. We're now a leading, a learning team together. Okay, so the second bit of the question, remember, why does your presence matter? So the way we can get the best out of this is to consider this as an embodied inquiry together. And the way I like to play with this is I look at like the antimatter, I look at the other side. So when was the time when it felt like your presence didn't matter? So think of a situation when you felt like that. Just a light, medium intensity, because it's the first time we're doing it. Okay, you got something? So great. So I've got something. I've got loads of things when those moments when it felt like I didn't matter so much. And for those of us who might be still, you know, needing a little bit more inspiration, it could be when you felt ignored. You went to a store and you felt ignored. You made a request. You were a little bit ignored. You didn't feel heard so much. Or maybe you there was a situation you felt you could have spoken up, but somehow you held back and you didn't. So examples like that. And now that kind of a feeling, so to help our body learn, we exaggerate. So I'd like you to play with me a little bit and just exaggerate what that feels for your body. Even if, yes, this was not what you were doing at that time. And at the time I was in front of the person and I was like that. But, you know, that feeling. Okay, so let your body just go there. And we don't have to stay there too long. But like what I'd like us to do now, all of us, even you out there, just open your eyes in case your eyes are shut. And let's have a look at each other. So I'm looking at my team here. So what's the energy here? How creative, how innovative does this feel? How free does this feel? So for me, it's the energy feels a little tight. It feels a little bit stifled. Not sure how it is for you, if you like to chip in a little bit. How does it feel?
Same for me. It feels constricted. It feels tightening and narrowing down in certain parts. Makes the body collapse a little bit.
Yeah. Me too. I pretty much held my breath the whole time. And that's my signature pattern. We'll be doing a different version of this later on, and you'll be able to see it. So just notice what it is now. And if you like, you can write this down. Like, where was it tight? Just a keyword. So thanks so much. So this is why I think your presence matters. Because imagine if this is what it feels like to be in your going to work and going to be in your team, that kind of a feeling. And imagine if this is your organization's culture. And then, you know, imagine if there are like whole loads of people walking around your country like that. Is that a country you want to live in? So there's a different way of being. And so what I like to do now is to coach us into this through this centering practice that you'll have. So that every time you get this feeling, you can practice it. So let's just open up a little bit and get out of that tightness or whichever way of holding that you've been having. Stay connected to your breath. Yes, Rita, cool. So, all right. So I'm gonna do like that so you can see me. So instead of thinking of your breath as going in and out, as we often do, let's think of our breath as going up and down. Okay, so in case you are seated in a chair and you're kind of leaning against it, so that's an opportunity to sort of straighten up a little bit so you have a bit more freedom in the back. And we're going to breathe up through the spine from the bottom to up over the top of our heads, breathing up through the spine, and then exhale, soften down through the front. Okay, that was a trial run. So let's try that again. We're going to breathe up through the spine. And what I tell my kids is like their Christmas lights coming up your spine. Ding, 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 ding. Going up over the top of your head. And then on the exhale, softening, having this kind of a nice warm feeling in front of you. Okay. And so now because we're in our sort of Zoom environment, we can also additionally practice this. This is really wonderful for online presence, which is that here you see me, you see us, and with one hand, one arm, reach out to one side of your screen. And then the other one as well, the other side of the screen. Nice. So we're getting that nice extension and openness. So straight away, this fires up testosterone, this fires up some really, you know, the much more confident hormones. And then using your eyes. So look at that far end of the wall, you can, or the space in front of you, try to find a specific reference point. And it's almost like you're Spider-Man, you reach out for it. See, what we're doing here is we're pushing your energy out. We're pushing your presence out to reach that wall all the way out there. And then do the same thing with the other side, you know, having your fingers really nice and lengthened as if they're super long and they reach all the way to that other side of that far end of the wall on this other side. So we've created this open space in front of us. And what happens when we have stresses and we get ignored is that we tend to get very caught in like the object that did it, the stressor basically. So now here with this wonderful open space, and just what if there's as much space behind us there is as there is in front of us? What does that feel like? Letting your mind and your body inquire. And there's space above our heads. So what if there's just as much space below your feet? What does that feel like? And then we're seeing, you're seeing my wonderful face. I'm seeing wonderful faces in front of me. And I'm just letting myself include all of you. You're all in my space because you're all in my screen. And then just very quickly as just thinking of all of you out there. And so, you know, as a team, it's almost like we're thinking of all the different people that our work reaches. So all the people who can benefit from the embodiment conference who are listening in. So just reaching out to all of you here. So now we can let our arms rest and we settle. Okay, now I want you to think back on that incident again. What has changed?
The sharpness is gone. It's no longer in acute places, more like a little bit suffused. Mm-hmm. It doesn't hurt as much.
No. Great. Happy to hear that. So any others? If you want to share in the chat, please do so. I promise I'll read all the chat after the call. I can't do that right now, but I'm really interested in hearing how this creates some kind of a shift. Yes.
I can share because before mm-hmm. I felt really small, like I'm shrinking in my own body. And now I felt really grounded. I don't even want to say powerful because it's not powerful. It's like really centered. Like I'm really there. There's an in sort of an integrity in me and around me. Like I'm in my protected space in a way.
Wonderful. Thank you. And, you know, and we're all going to be experiencing this in our own unique ways. So happy to hear what it's like for you in the chat. I'll have a look at that. And also this sense that we're unifying here. What were we unifying? We're unifying the strength in the back with the warmth in front. And strength implies power. You're just alluding to that just now. And then warmth implies love. So, you know, these aspects that seem to be very difficult to reconcile where we're in that meeting room and when in times of conflict, there is with that one breath, we unify. There's unification on many other levels, and that's just a really wonderful inquiry when, you know, when we can do in our own practice and in our workshops, we have more time to delve into those and explore. And so let's go back to extra juice. Extra juice. So the thing is now, you know, on top of that, we're saying, oh, we love diversity. We should have more diversity. Well, diversity does also imply many different points of view. Therefore, potential conflict, and how are we going to be more skillful so that we're able to be inclusive of that, all those different points of view. And on top of that, we could feel also fatigue. And another kind of interesting phenomena is boredom, when we feel under engaged and we might feel bored. And And then there's sort of the energy withdrawing. We don't feel as jazzed up about our work when we've been doing it repetitively, for example. So all these, you know, extra factors that call for more extra juice, I would use inspiration. Inspiration is what I call your golden arrow. And here, I'd like us to get some practice with that. So again, so folks in my team here and beyond, think of someone who truly inspires you. And this can be somebody who is, you know, just the first person who comes viscerally to you. Could be somebody very close to you, doesn't have to be anybody famous. And could be also a place. Some of us are more elemental people. So it could be those. Could even be, you know, pets, other animals, who archetypes that inspire you. Okay, got someone? So now imagine your person, being, thing, place is in front of you. So I have this person, let's say somewhere here on top of my, you know, around where my head is. And what's the impact of thinking of this inspiration? And I'll invite you to write that down. Just a keyword would do. This is really for yourself. So later after, you can go back into this and reconnect with this experience. All right, so now imagine that this inspiration, this person or thing or place dissolves. Poof. And dissolves into you. Kind of, if that person, if that is for some of it's light is a good way to just have that dissolve. Some people are like liquid. So have that sense of that melting in. And now you open your eyes, if you have them shut, and you're seeing through their eyes. And it's like you are that person or that being or the very place. What does it feel like to be you? So again, write that down, just a keyword, so you can capture that. Okay, so I have another line of inquiry, because we're all different. So different ones can speak more to you than others. What is this quality that makes you so special? Okay, and you can write this down too. Again, just a keyword would do. And then I'd like us to breathe this in, taking that in and being with this. Let's just breathe this in. So what we've been enjoying here for the last short of 5 minutes is presence. We're open, we're aware that we are aware, and when I look at you, you're seen and felt. And then now look around you. Look at the space around you. Look behind you. Let your presence fill your room. What's here now? You can write that out if you want, if something else is coming up for you. Nice. So we'll have an opportunity for you to share, and later on also a space for us to ask questions shortly and inquire more together with this. But, you know, at least you have these down. And so just a little bit of what we've been looking at. We've been looking at, I've been sharing with you the form and the practice. And these ones are very universal for all three LE leadership principles. And particularly for the inclusiveness one. We spoke about unifying, that nice breath up the back and softening down through the front. We unify strength and warmth, power and love, back and front, close and open. And essentially, it's all some layer of unifying the I and the we. And that's really, again, the invitation when we're working in teams, in organizations, and we want to be in service to others. And remember when it non-neutral world, world of desire, different versions of success, right? And then we've got that diversity coming up, we've got conflicts. And in the midst of all that, we can inspire ourselves, because you can't inspire yourself, you can't inspire others. So we call upon, what's that quality again that I could have a little bit more of to juice myself up? And then we find a reference for that. So that's where your person or your inspiration person or being or place comes in. You have an immediate connection with what inspires you. And that's your reference. So that's something which can be available with practice quite quickly. Because it doesn't, you know, once you have that identified, you make that clearer and you have that on hand in your back pocket. So the moment you feel I've been ignored, my presence doesn't matter. That is a specific stressor. So you have in your back pocket a specific inspiration that you can juice up with to meet that energy. Okay. All right. So that brings me to flow. So when we get, you know, there's the form and then we practice and again and again. And then we're in that moment, we go out in, so this is the way I practice. I go out in life and then, you know, doesn't take very long before I get stressed by something. And then I notice, oh, that's my signature pattern again. So consider, we've done this a couple of times now. So see if that's the same point of tensions or the same pattern that comes up. That's some form of your signature pattern. Okay. So when you know that, then, you know, what we tend to do is that we tend to follow that that story then and react to it. So here's that pause where we say, okay, I already know that tension, I already know that pattern. So the choice then is that we can center. And so we get from that personality world, the personality world wants, the personality world is about the I. And then we can shift in that moment. And with practice, it gets really quite fast. It can be just as quick as 2 seconds. That's it. So we can have really quick repetition right there. And then I'm in much more center's world. And center's world is a world of flow. And it's much more about we. And then how extensive that we goes, well, that's how juicy we get, how powerful we are. And we can be as powerful in center's world because it's we. So it's much more of a flow between. And what's happened with me, I've many different kinds of practices, and I'm sort of the, you know, super diligent, work very hard, super disciplined. And I find over the years, I can become really tight around even my practices and get really demanding on myself. That's sort of my tendency, yeah. And then I can remember this, and I find, it's much more of that flow between. What if presence isn't that thing which I want to hold on to? When I'm in that centered state, I want to stay there. And then it becomes yet another thing that you desire. So again, that invitation to, I can, then if when presence abates, yeah, ebbs, then I might find myself again, I get triggered, then again, it's that invitation to pop back and come back into center. So it's always available. It's more of that dance and flow between. So this really has me having this living inquiry. What if there's nothing to get? So that's even presence doesn't become yet another thing that we desire, like some kind of a success, then we can also let that rest. Okay, so now let's practice with some creating. So try this out. Think of something that you need to do next week and you dread doing. You got something? It could be something in the near future, something you need to do and you're like, oh, don't really feel like doing it. So in teams, we can be like that too. We can have projects which are just uphill climb. And so just notice how you close, you got tight, separate. Okay, so again, notice if it's that same kind of tension, signature, which is that ping for you to, okay, time to center. So I'm gonna breathe up through the spine, thinking of something that, can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you. Yeah, we can hear you.
Yeah, okay, good. Breathe up through your spine, soften through the front. We've done this a couple of times now, so let's do that again. Let's have our arms stretching on either side. And then include me and include all of us in your territory. And then I'm going to put it all together. Think of your inspiration. Bring that person, place, being in mind. And then, what if there were a little, we can let our arms rest now, settle. What if there's a little bit more quality that's in the space right now between us? What would that feel like? Maybe you can let your space extend all the way out to my back. And I'm going all the way into your butterfly. I'm going to have this nice big space between us and we're connected already. And then now, we can have again a look at each other. What does it feel like, this energy now? I don't know if they like for this. Turn the screen on and you feel. And we can see each other. Yeah, nice. And we can see each other, we can feel each other. I have to sense, what's the energy like now? And if this is our organization culture, this is an organization I like to stay with and keep contributing to. And I wish I could see all of you out there, but I'm sure this feels like a much more supportive environment. And it's like such a more resourceful place to collaborate. So I hope we'll continue to learn together. And we've got some minutes now. Questions
that come in, and I'll pass the floor back to you. Thank you so much, everyone. I'm muted. Thank you so much, Chad. Thank you for the wonderful exercises. And so we've got 10 more minutes. So now is the time to ask your questions, if you have any, and Chad will kindly answer. And perhaps while you're thinking of your questions, maybe we can go just through some of the comments that popped out during the exercises. And like something I was really constricted around that experience, and now I don't even care about it. It's like a distant memory that I've forgot, which was a nice distinction between at the beginning of thinking of an incident or an uncomfortable event, and then afterwards while stretching in our own presence, I'd say. So the activity, I felt my energy lift and like my presence could be valuable in a place I had initially thought it wasn't.
Well, that's so great. I'm really happy, lovely.
I now see the value of what I'm doing, even though the other person did not realize that yet. It's a nice shift of a perspective.
Yeah.
Out there. So if any other comments or any other questions, at the time, feel free to post them and Chad will answer them. And maybe while we're waiting for those questions, Chad, I need to ask you anyhow at the very end, what's your top tip in staying embodied? I mean, you've shared a lot of stuff with us, and I have to say, from my personally, just breathing that goes this direction as opposed to sort of this direction was huge for me. It's like it got me into the present state right away. Maybe you can share some other valuable tips for us on how to stay embodied.
Great question. I think this or practice, for one, because it change takes biological time. So it's not something that, it's calling upon this in times when you are super stressed is not easy. Wendy Palmer, who's the founder of Leadership Embodiment, has been practicing, 50 years, and we're all still practicing. I've been practicing for 5. And so when we are in those moments of stress, we fall back on what our practice is. I think that's that famous saying by Bruce Lee, in times of duress, we don't rise to our expectations, we fall to our level of practice. Paraphrasing. So it's that sense of for example, these days we wash our hands a lot. Every time when you wash your hands, you probably have a mirror in front of you. And then while you're washing your hands, it's lathering up, you breathe up through your spine, think of your inspiration, soften through the front, and then plus it makes a better hand wash. So, that's those ways, little ways to weave that into your everyday so it doesn't feel like it's taking more time. It's just being more mindful. In that moment, you're having this lovely mindful hand wash and you're practicing this noble, awesome, shiny presence. And then, see, the thing is, you do that, we wash our hands how many times a day, right? And then when we go out there and then, we don't even need to go out there. We're at home, we get that email and just looking at the title, we're like, ugh. And then in that moment, I can, I have that access because I have that body imprint of bright, shiny moment. And then I can choose, instead of thinking, it's a joke. Okay, I can think, inhale, uplift, exhale, soften, quality. And then, you have this email in front of you, you can extend and let yourself include. So that's, I would say, a top super accessible tip that we can use in this online space.
Beautiful, beautiful. I think also agree with you with the amounts of hand washing. I think we will be able to get into that practice easily.
Super doable, yeah.
Super doable. There is a question for you. There is a comment that this was a very interesting session. And how do you decide in the moment which technique to use to ensure that you are present?
In the moment?
Yeah.
Sometimes it's technique and then sometimes it comes with practice. Sometimes it just emerges. Remember the bit right at the end, flow. So it becomes available. It emerges. It's almost like that. When we have the tendency to do this, and with training, when that I get a hit. So let me try with us here. I give you a hit. Okay. So something. Yeah. Exactly, Nicole. So something happens. Okay. So hang on there. Look at that. Okay. Now, instead of, you have that tightened, but okay, so I tightened, so I went into personality. So now, it's still here, but I'm gonna breathe up through my spine and we can all do that now. Soften to the front. And then if you are able to, and if the environment's not too weird to stretch and extend out on both sides, we can do that. Sometimes it's too weird, we're in the office, But just some kind of an extension, even just that more uplifted back. And then just letting all of that land in the space so you don't have to react to it. So I'm going to try that again. Same thing, you notice it happen? Okay, instead of tightening, I notice that. I'm going to breathe up to the spine, expand, settle. Letting that all land in the space. The space handles your pressure for you. just don't let that land on you. Don't let that land on you. So that's I guess in the moment, because it's too quick. So it becomes, it's just whatever is going to come up, and I just let it come up. So there's that flow I can invite. So another tip I have is, if you know that you're going to get into a stressful meeting, or you know you're going to encounter somebody, it might get weird. Okay. So already, don't wait till that moment comes and you're stressed. Anticipate. Already get nice and juicy and big and expanded before you go into the space. So this can be life. Like I tend to do this. I go into a new office, straight away I look at the four corners of the room and let myself boom spread out there. And then I sit. And then the person comes into the room. And I do that so that I'm already big and juicy before the person comes and we're in contact here. And then okay, we're gonna fall off anyway, which is fine. And then I can have my moments. But at least I set myself in the right space. So there's a way, we can do that offline, in person and online as well.
Yeah. It's a perfect learning for me to know that space is my ally.
Yeah.
In such situations. Thank you so much, Chad. This was so
welcome.
And thanks to thanks to you, Rita, who've stayed in the main room.
Thanks, Rita.
The discussion here, and thanks to all of our participants elsewhere. Thanks for your comments. Thanks for being here. Now we are going to actually, Nikhil is going to post some links in a chat box. These are the links to our Facebook group if you'd like to join and continue the discussion. A link to the coffee break meeting as well, where you can join in. And also he is going to post some links where you can find Chad and her work if you're interested to get more of this valuable techniques around your presence and around leadership embodiment. Please do stay with us for our next session. That's Céline Morin, The Accountability Advantage, How to Be Your Own CEO for Motivation and Wellbeing. And also know that you can stay with this session as well, because you can watch it for free for 48 hours after now. And then you can also purchase it, as well as other conference sessions, so you can have them in your library and you can digest them at your own time and space. Do go to our conference website to check all the opportunities to purchase the entire package. It will be a thank you to us, and it will also make this whole thing for free possible for everyone else to enjoy it. And soon we've reached the top of the hour. We've got some more comments around that this was very valuable. Chad, we've got some yeah, Nikhil is posting to check out the Leadership and Business Channel sponsor, with whose help we are actually here. So I want to thank everyone, and especially to you, Chad, for this lovely session, and have a good rest of the day to all of you.
Thank you. Thanks so much. A big thanks to Rita. This is so supportive to have you here. And feel free to reach out. I'll be happy to hear from you how that was for you.
Thank you. Take care,
everyone.
I guess that invitation also goes to all other participants.
Yes.
Feel free to reach out to Chad and see what else you can learn from her. Thank you so much, and goodbye, everyone.
Thank you, Anna. Thank you, Chad.
Thanks. Bye.